おはようございます。
Good morning.
今日はこのような機会をありがとうございます。
Thank you so much for this opportunity to share testimony with all of you today.
前に出したらやっぱりちょっとドキドキしますが。
I feel a little bit nervous when I see all of you there right in front of me.
でも実はちょっと楽しみにしてきました。
But even though I feel a little bit nervous, I'm also really excited for this chance.
どうぞお付き合いくだされば幸いです。
Please be kind to me and join with me in this journey. As we heard in the passage from John chapter 10, Jesus speaks about the shepherd.
まずは彼らが扱う羊という動物の特徴について押さえていきましょう。
Shepherding is said to be one of the oldest professions in the world. But do we really have a clear image of what that job entails in our society and in our life today? Let's first take a brief look at the characteristics of the sheep in the shepherd's care.
お肉のほか脂肪や羊皮皮ですね。だったり、幼乳、お乳に至るまで様々な用途で人間の生活を支えてきた羊。穏やかで従順な性格をしている一方で、警戒心が強く、臆病であるため、野生でも一頭を捕まえるより100頭を捕まえる方が楽と言われるほど群居性が高いそうです。
In addition to providing meat and wool, sheep have supported human life in many ways, including several uses of their fat, their skin, and their milk. While sheep are generally gentle, calm, and obedient animals, they also tend to be very timid and cautious, so much so that even in the wild, they are herd animals in groups called flocks. And there's even a saying that it's easier to catch 100 than to catch one.
群れから引き離されると強いストレスを受ける繊細さを持つため、逆に安心感を与えると非常に懐きやすくなることから家畜化に適していると言われています。また非常に耳がよく、羊飼いの声を聞き分けることができるそうです。
They are considered suitable creatures for domestication because they are incredibly vulnerable to experiencing high levels of stress when separated from their flock.And oppositely, they demonstrate great friendliness when given a sense of security. Their ears are particularly acute and alert. And they even can distinguish very easily the familiar voice of their shepherd over other voices.
そんな羊を守り、導く存在である羊飼い。朝が来ると牧草地まで導き、夜になると囲いの中へと連れ帰ります。牧草地を求めて寝床を移動することもあったそうです。大変な重労働だったようで、昼夜問わず、いつも羊と共にいました。
The shepherd then is the one who guides and protects these interesting creatures called sheep. In the morning, the shepherd leads the sheep out to grassy pastures, and in the evening, leads them back into the safety of the sheep pen.Shepherds are somewhat transient. They have to live and sleep in several locations in search of good pasture land for their sheep. It's a challenging job, very hard labor, because the shepherd remains with the sheep both day and night. They actually live together with their sheep.
昔、羊飼いをしていたというジョエルさんのご友人は、一匹一匹の性格や癖をよく理解して名前をつけて呼んでいたそうです。知らない人が近づくと逃げていく羊たちでしたが、飼い主である彼女の声が聞こえると、ものすごい勢いで一斉に集まってきたと言います。
A friend of Joel's, a friend of mine, who used to be a shepherdess, knew the personality, the habits, and the markings on the faces and the bodies of every individual sheep, and could call every one of them by name.When a stranger, Joel, approached, the sheep would just run away when they heard the voice. But when they heard the voice of their beloved keeper, they would all gather at once with this incredible unified force.
また、前回の証で、ヨシキさんが紹介してくださったように、 羊飼い自らが石囲いの門となり、身を挺して羊たちのことを守る存在でもありましたね。羊飼いは食事の場へと導いてくれ、自らを盾にして身を守ってくれ、自分の名前を呼んで可愛がってくれる存在。それはきっと安心を覚える心地よい声だったとイメージできます。
As Yoshiki shared in his testimony last week, the shepherd doubled as a protective presence and a guardian for the sheep by becoming the gate in the gap of the stone sheep pen, the one that leads you to the place where you can eat abundantly, and the one who acts as a shield of protection against harm, and who knows you intimately, calling you by name. I'm sure we can all imagine a warm and welcome voice that helps us to feel safe and puts us at ease.
ジェイルさんからそのご友人の話を聞いたときに、まるで自分の子供のように接するんだなという印象を受けました。私にも子供が3人おりますが、まだ言葉を話せない双子でも声には反応して私のもとへ寄ってきたり探したりします。そこにはそれまで培ってきた信頼という日々があるということなのだなと思い返すと同時に、羊飼いたちもまた手塩にかけて羊たちのことを育てていた存在だったんだなということを覚えました。
When I heard Joel tell about his shepherdess friend, I had the impression that she treated the sheep like her own children, or kind of like I think of my own children. I also have 3 children, and even the twins, who can't talk yet, do respond to my voice. They look for me, and they come to me. It's because we've built a trust relationship that has been nurtured and grown dailyAnd I can see how shepherds also build trust and raise and nurture their sheep with care.
愛の成功をもう一度おさらいしてみましょう。
Let's look again at today's passage before we, in the part before and after that.
私は良い羊飼いである。良い羊飼いは羊のために命を捨てる。羊飼いでなく自分の羊を持たない雇い人は、狼が来るのを見ると、羊を置き去りにして逃げる。狼は羊を奪い、また追い散らす。彼は雇い人で、羊のことを心にかけていないからである。私は良い羊飼いである。私は自分の羊を知っており、羊も私を知っている。それは父が私を知っておられ、私が父を知っているのと同じである。私は羊のために命を捨てる。この囲いに入っていなければならない。他の羊もこうして羊は一人の羊飼いに導かれ、一つの群れになる。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep in his care. The hired hand is not like the shepherd caring for his own sheep. When a wolf attacks, snatching and scattering the sheep, he runs for his life, leaving them defenseless.The hired hand runs because he runs for his life. He works only for wages and does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. As the Father knows me, I know the Father. I will give my life for the sheep. There are many more sheep than you can see here, and I will bring them as well. They will hear my voice, and the flock will be united.One flock, one shepherd.
この聖句はイエス様が話された言葉ですが、この話をするきっかけとなるストーリーが9章に出てきます。
John records these words in his gospel spoken by Jesus, but the context of it corresponds with the previous chapter in John chapter 9.
イエス様は生まれつき目の見えない人に癒しを施し、シロアムの池で洗いなさいと伝えます。盲目の方がその通りにすると目が見えるようになって帰ってきました。人々は驚いて、本当にあの盲目の人なのか、一体誰が癒しを与えたのかと彼に問いかけた後、パリサイ人たちのところへと連れて行きます。盲目だった彼は正直に何度も話をしましたが、パリサイ人たちは働いてはいけないとされる日の安息日を守らないから神から来たものではないと信じず、ついには盲目であった人のことを追い出してしまいます。このことを聞きつけたイエス様が彼のもとへ戻ってきて、パリサイ人に向けてお話をされるというシーンです。
In chapter 9, Jesus heals the man born blind and tells him to wash in the pool of Siloam. When the blind man follows Jesus' instructions, he regains his sight and then returns home. People are amazed. And they ask if he really was the blind man that they knew and wondered, who has healed him? They bring the formerly blind man, to the Pharisees, and he repeatedly testifies openly and honestly about what has occurred, but the Pharisees reject that the unknown healer was from God because he failed to observe the Jewish Sabbath day, in which any work is forbidden, and healing is considered work. Eventually, they not only reject the formerly blind man's claims, but in anger they reject him as well, kicking him permanently out of the synagogue and their faith community for what they deem to be an act of faithless error and godless disobedience. Jesus hears what has happened and comes back to find the man, and then he addresses the Pharisees and other Jewish teachers of the law with these words in today's passage.
ここに出てくる羊のことを心にかけていない。羊を置き去りにして逃げるというのは、当時のユダヤ教の指導者たちと見ることができます。彼らは真面目に律法を守ろうとしていた人たちではあります。しかし、彼らが律法を厳格に守ろうとするあまり、杓子定規に人を排除して追放してしまうことをイエスは批判しました。
The Jewish religious leaders of the time can be perceived as the hired hands in today's passage from John chapter 10, not caring for the sheep, but rather abandoning them to look after themselves. They were committed to and consumed by trying to keep the law of Moses. However, Jesus criticized them for losing sight in their narrow understanding and application, which led them to strictly exclude and banish others.
イエス様は雇い人と羊飼いの違いを話しておられます。保身に走り羊を見捨てるか、たとえ一匹のためにも駆け寄って助けようとするか、どちらの先導者の方が安心するかは想像に難しくはないですね。
Jesus compares the hired hand and the shepherd. Do you run to protect and save yourself, abandoning the sheep, or do you run to helpand risk harm to your own self, even if it's just one lone sheep? It's not hard for us to see which leader brings a greater sense of security and peace.
今回、証の依頼を受けて向き合った際に、自分の中に出てきたワードが安心でした。ここから少し私の経験も入れながらお話をしていきたいと思います。
When I was asked to share this testimony and took some time to read and then meditate upon the passage, reflecting on how Jesus reveals himself in this way to me, the words brought forth by the Holy Spirit was peace of mind and heart. So I'd like to share from my own personal experience.
私が神様に興味を持って過ごしていた大学4年生の頃、当時チェーンレストランのバイトをしていた私は、バイト先の方たちと友好的に関係を持ちながら楽しくお仕事をしていました。しかし一緒に働くスタッフたちが身を粉にして働いても状況が改善しないという印象が私の中に心苦しく映っていました。
I really began to have an interest in God in my senior year of university. I was working part-time at a local chain restaurant and I really enjoyed my workI built good relationships with my co-workers, but I began to see that no matter how hard and how sacrificially the staff worked, we didn't really benefit from any improvement or advancement.
集団の中での不満はリーダーへと向けられることは、モーセの話を見ればよくわかるかと思いますが、当時の私たちのグループも例に外れず、不満が店長へと向けられることがたびたびありました。当時の店長は私が大切に思うスタッフの人たちの親切や頑張りを当たり前のように受けているように見えたからです。
If we look at Moses' story in the Old Testament, we know that when a group of people are dissatisfied in some way, their unmet expectations and blame always becomes directed towards the leader. Our team of staff at the time was no exception.And there were lots of complaints directed to or regarding the restaurant manager. It seemed like the manager took the kindness and the hard work of our team, whom I valued, for granted.
スタッフをまとめる店長は同じ現場に立つ身としてどこを見ているんだろうと疑問に思い、店長のことをよく見てみることにしました。すると店長は店長でたくさんの業務に追われており、退勤時間をとくに過ぎても退勤カードを切って、あと後遅くまで残ってお仕事をしている姿がありました。私の知らないところでも勤しんでいる姿を見たときに、店長の上の存在の人は何をしているんだろうと、今度は各店長をまとめる存在であるエリアマネージャーに目を向けることにしました。
I really tried to look at things from the manager's perspective, considering his position, his responsibilities and pressures. I realized how hard and how much he worked over time. Long after he had punched out his work card on the clock to complete all of the tasks that needed to be done. So then I started to look at the position of the regional managers who are over the managers of each restaurant.
しかし彼も店長同様、担うものが多く大変であることを察しました。一人一人が必死に頑張っているのに、どうしてスタッフのための改善がなされないんだろうと不思議に思い、今度は自分の会社である企業がどこに目を向けているのかを見てみました。それは社会、世の中です。つまりは人です。
But like my manager, the area manager also had many responsibilities, and I realized that he too was in a difficult position. I questioned why each and every one of us did our best, and even overextended ourselves. Yet there didn't seem to be any benefit or a different result.I began digging into our company chain, its focus, and its stated goals. It stated an outward vision for society, even globally. And in simple terms, the focus was on people.
会社は社会に残っていくために利用する人のニーズに応えてたくさんの労力を注ぎます。もっと努力しよう、もっと改善していこうと 99% の褒め言葉を見るよりも1% のクレームに目を向けて奮闘しようとします。企業のことを思った的確な意見ならまだしも、クレームのほとんどは理不尽なものが多いのが現状です。その理不尽に毎日頭を下げてスタッフのことを守ってくれた店長の存在を知ったときに、私は頭が上がらなくなりました。
To be successful, the company put tremendous effort into responding specifically to the needs of the customers.To improve and to grow, they respond to the 1% of complaints rather than the 99% compliments. Though complaints are sometimes fair, many of them are also unreasonable. The manager had a difficult position to take the blame for all of the complaints and respond to them while also protecting his staff. And I was humbled by how he tried to do both.
お客様は神様。というサービス業界を縛る言葉、その言葉を正義とでも言わんばかりに横柄な態度でスタッフを物のように扱う人や日ごとの鬱憤をぶつけるような人がいる。クレームがなくなるには一人一人の意識改革の問題であり、企業側がそれを発信するにはリスクが伴う。結果、リスクよりも我慢という現状維持を強いられているもどかしさが有名なチェーン店でバイトをしたことで見えてきました。
In Japan's service industry, the defining concept is the customer is God. Some customers use that as a justification to treat staff like objects in their attitude, and they take out their personal frustrations on them. Eliminating complaints requires changing a customer's mindset, and a company has to take risks in their business profit to accomplish this.By working part-time at the well-known chain restaurant, I began to see a growing frustration in the pattern of maintaining status quo for that service industry concept rather than take risks.
社会という人の闇に気づいたときに、私はこんな世の中に出ていかなければならないのかと、ひどい衝撃と落胆がありました。社会を作る人間というものに嫌悪を覚え、そんな自分も人間の一人であるということを受け入れられなくなり、何も手につかなくなりました。生きる意味がわからなくなってしまったのです。そんな時に私の中に温かく響いた真実、 それがマタイによる福音書にあった御言葉でした。
Realizing the darkness in society was shocking and disappointing, and I questioned, could I really be a part of such a world? I honestly felt disgust for the people who created this so-called society, and I couldn't accept becoming a part of that system, so I felt helpless and lost. It was in that struggle that the truth from a scripture of the Gospel of Matthew resonated within my heart, which was seeking.
自分以外の者の助けなしで、または支配を受けずに自分の力で物事をやっていくことを自立と言います。この自立に向けて人は様々な努力をするがために、自立ができていないなと思う人に対しての当たりや扱いが時に乱暴になり得ます。それは無理をするから。無理をすると自分の無理を人にも当てはめたくなります。そうしてたくさんの縛りが生まれます。
Independence and self-reliance are the ability to do things on your own without help from or control by others. And we all strive for independence. So those who don't achieve it are often treated or perceived poorly. We sometimes go beyond healthy limits to achieve that independence, no matter the cost. So then we in turn impose that same expectation on other people. That unhealthy cycle enslaves people.
人の目、世の中の価値観による表面的な評価、比較による劣等感、不健全な視点で見る自己像の確立、メディアによる情報操作、身の回りを取り巻く大小さまざまな格差、閉鎖的教育方法、文化的負の遺産などなど、自分を縛りつけ不安を植え付ける材料はいくらでもあることに気づけます。
All of us fall into the trap of a superficial evaluation based on others' opinions and views and the values of this world and society. It creates poor self-image and feelings of inferiority by comparison that's based on unhealthy points of view, media's manipulation of informationBig and small disparities that divide us, limited or controlled educational systems and methods, and negative influences in our cultural heritage.
自分を消してまで世の中にベクトルを合わせることが正義のように謳われる中で、自立に向けて今にも折れてしまいそうな不安定な自分、そんな自分を土台に据えて社会に出ていかなくてはいけないのかと八方塞がりだった時、御言葉による気づきが与えられました。
In a world where giving up one's self and well-being is seemingly justified and even praised in order to meet the expectations of accomplishing independence no matter the personal cost, I really struggled with whether or not I could and should go out into that society and allow it to be the foundation upon which I build my life. In that moment, at just the right time, God's word spoke clearly to me.
血が私の羊を飼い、私が彼らを生き返せる。神である主の御告げ、私は失われたものを探し、迷い出たものを連れ戻し、傷ついたものを包み、病気のものを力づける。私は肥えたものと強いものを滅ぼす。私は正しい裁きを持って彼らを養う。
I myself will watch over my sheep and feed my flock. Whenever they are tired, I will lead them to rest on the cool mountain grass. When they are lost, I will seek them and bring them back every last stray. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. However, I will destroy the fat and powerful. I will feed them a healthy portion of judgment.
イエス様と一緒でいいんだという安心感で心をつかまれた感覚を覚えています。状況が変わるわけではないけれど、私の心の根幹が安心を覚えることで、もやのかかった視点や聞こえがクリアになり、健全な正しさを判別しやすくなったように思います。
I distinctly remember feeling held tightly by a sense of security that I could journey with JesusIt doesn't change the situation of society or our world, but I felt relief in my heart that my foundation is in Him, in Jesus, that I could see and perceive things clearly because of him. And also by listening to him, to his voice, I could discern things in a healthier, true way.
これで私の人生の定義について一緒に見ていきたいと思います。14年の4月にバプテスマを受けました。
So, let's go through, some of you already know this, but I want to share a little bit about my life transitions in relation to this. In April 2014, I was baptized into Christ.
翌年の4月、2015年4月に保育士として現在のキリスト教保育を行う園に就職しました。
And then in a year later, in April 2015, I began work at a Christian preschool as a teacher and caregiver.
で、同じ年の11月に、夫である赤星博明さんと結婚します。
And later that year, November, I got married to my husband, Hiro.
この時は仕事と結婚を同時に進めていた、難しさがありました。
And there was a lot of difficulty, adjusting to both starting to work and being a married woman at the same time.Our oldest daughter, Manaka, was born in January of
2019.
And then 8 months later, for 3 months, I joined my husband, my wife, or my daughter and I joined my husband and the Osbornes on a trip to the U.S. and Canada for furlough and reporting on our mission.
当時7ヶ月のマナカを連れて5、6回のフライトをしました。
I had to take my 7-month-old baby on probably about 7 or 8 different flights during that time.
で、その次の年の2月に、職場復帰をします。
And then in February 2020, my maternity ended and I began to go back to work.
復帰した2ヶ月後、今度は保育士兼学童支援としての仕事で仕事の境遇が変化しました。
And 2 months after I started back to work, the preschool started, an after-school care program, and so my job changed, and I started working for the after-care school program.
学童事業のオープニングスタッフとして支援員の資格も取りました。
And, I did all of the, requirements, all of the legal, what do you get, I can't think of the English word. Certificate, the, yeah, whatever. All, you know, everything you have to do so you can be certified.
で、翌年4月ですね、双子の妊娠が分かってたので引っ越しをしました。
And then we realized that we were pregnant and expecting twins. So in a year later, in April 2021, last year, we moved from our apartment into a house.
去年の7月、双子のレイとティゲンが誕生します。
And a year ago in July, our twins, our daughter Day and our son Kigen was born.
振り返ってみると、イエス様と出会ってからの人生はとても濃く、驚く速さで流れているように思います。ちなみにですが、人生設計、小さい頃に描いてた人生設計は、全然違く、内容もタイミングも自分の予定にないものばかりです。ですが、たくさんの変化や選択がありましたが、どんな状況でも土台であるイエス様に帰って相談しながら歩めることは私の平安でした。私はという安心が私を外へと連れ出してくれました。
Looking back, my life has been enriched since I met Jesus, and it has moved at a swift and natural but beautiful way. There have been many transitions and changes.And decisions to make. And actually, as I looked at this, I realized that none of this went how I was originally planning to live my life. But my peace and stability in all of these changes is found in Jesus, my shepherd, who is the foundation of my life. And I can hear his voice and seek his guidance as I journey together with him through any situation. That I am not alone is the reassurance that has guided me through each step of this way.
主は私の羊飼い、私は乏しいことがありません。主は私を緑の牧場に伏させ、憩いの御庭に伴われます。主は私の魂を生き返らせ、皆のゆえに私を義の道に導かれます。
The Lord is my shepherd. He cares for me always. He provides me rest in rich green fields beside streams of refreshing water. He soothes my fears. He makes me whole again, steering me off worn, hard paths to roads where truth and righteousness echo his name.
平安であったからといって葛藤がなかったというわけではありません。心がざわつき、孤独を覚えた時もあります。人として罪を持ちながら生きている以上、避けられない悩みはたくさんありますよね。けれどそこで選択を迫られた時の決め手は誰の声か。誰が私を養い、牧してくれるのか。誰が緑の牧場へと導いてくれるのか。雇い人か、羊飼いか。イエス様は言っておられます。私は良い羊飼いである。良い羊飼いは、羊のために命を捨てる。
Just because I have peace in my life doesn't mean that there hasn't been any conflict or struggle. Sure, there have been times that I felt uneasy and lonely. As long as we live with our human sin, there are many worries that we can't avoid. But in that time, whose voice will determine what we decide when we have to make a choice? Who will feed us and nurture us? Who will lead us to the green pastures in life so that we may thrive? A hired worker? Or our shepherd. Jesus says this, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep in his care.
人は安心を覚えたがります。求める安心のために考えを巡らせ、目に見える結果を得ようと奮闘していきますし、その気持ちもよくわかります。自分の思いや考えを貫こうとしたこともありましたが、失敗したり心苦しくなったこともありました。かといって自分の思いに蓋をして良いことに身を捧げていくだけの時間は以前のように自分を縛る苦しいものになりました。自分の声も良いとされる模範も明範も私を養ってはくれません。今の自分のうちにある思いをイエス様に相談して明け渡した時に育まれるものがある。それが信頼関係です。その羊たちは私の声を聞き分けます。私もその羊たちを知っており、彼らは私についてきます。私は彼らに永遠の命を与えます。彼らは永遠に決して滅びることがなく、また誰も彼らを私の手から奪い去ることはしません。
We want to feel safe and secure. I understand how we all feel in our desperate search for it, often looking for visible results in our struggles to achieve that peace of mind and heart. There have been times that I have tried to stick with my own ideas and goals, but there have also been times I failed and felt deep sadness as a result. On the other hand, just suppressing my thoughts and pouring myself wholly into doing good things sacrificially has also been painful and enslaving. Neither listening to my own voice nor attempting to be a good example has really fed me spiritually and hasn't helped me to grow into an abundant life. Rather, surrendering my thoughts within to Jesus and then sharing them intentionally with him has truly nurtured me towards spiritual maturity. It's a trust relationship that's being formed with Jesus. My sheep respond as they hear my voice. I know them intimately, and they follow me. I give them a life that is unceasing, and death will not have the last word. Nothing or no one can steal them from my hand.
羊が安心を覚える存在が羊飼いなら、人が安心を覚える存在がイエス様であると言えますね。
Shepherd's presence is what makes the sheep feel safe. Then we can also say that Jesus' presence in our lives is what makes us feel safe.
今回の証を整える中で、改めてイエス様と自分の関係を思い返す時間となりました。日々自分の声を明け渡し、私たちの牧者であるイエス様の声を求めていきたい。そうして関係を育んでいきたいという思いがより深くなりました。
Preparing for today's testimony provided me with great time to consider and evaluate my relationship with Jesus again. I realize that my desire to surrender my voice in submission to his every day and to seek the voice of Jesus our shepherd has deepened over time.
実は証をする1週間前なんですが、順調に整えていたと思っていた自分の思いに揺らぎが出て落ち込んでいたんです。ですが、神様に向き直れるような時間や交わりを教会家族の皆さんの存在を通して与えられました。神様の備えに今もなお驚かされる信仰生活です。
Honestly speaking, a week ago before giving my testimony, I began to struggle because I started to feel unsure about whether or not I was really growing and thriving like I thought I had. However, when I really quieted myself in God's presence and in fellowship spent with Him,God showed me through our church family that He has given me. I am experiencing a life of faith where God still surprises me in His timing and His ways.
今回のこの証の機会を与えてくださった教会に、そして導き整えてくださった神様に感謝します。これからも一緒に御声を求めていける時間を楽しみにしています。
I'm grateful to the church for giving me this chance to share a testimony, and I'm thankful to God for guiding beforehand and through it. I look forward to continuing to seek the voice of our Good Shepherd together in this journey of faith.
Jesus cares for me, let your reign